Take your Bibles, if you would. Daniel chapter 12. I thought maybe we could get done tonight and next week, but I'm not sure now. For sure we'll be done sometime in June, and I'm praying about what the Lord wants us to study next. But chapter 12, as you remember when we started chapter 10, this was a vision that Daniel had about the same time that he went into the lion's den. And 10, 11, and 12, the vision concerns Israel, the people of God, in the latter days. And so it says in verse 1 of chapter 12, "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time, and at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book." Let me just stop for a minute. Brother Bill told me a second ago, "Pastor, we got the wrong reference on a verse out on the bench, and we'll get that fixed." I appreciate him noticing that. I got a new Bible. I was careful to try to buy the King James Bible. But if I read something that's different from yours, I want you to tell me about it. I want to make sure I got the right Bible. And I've checked certain key verses, but if I read something that's different than yours, please tell me about it, because these guys are sneaky what they do to Bibles today, okay? So, chapter 12, verse 1, "And at that time..." connects what has previously been said to what is going to be said in the future. It connects the time of the end that Daniel talked about in chapter 11 with the latter days that he talked about in chapter 10. And again, what we're talking about here is the time of trouble, or the great tribulation, as we've come to call it. Michael, the archangel, in fact, the only angel in the Bible that's given that title of archangel, and that's in Jude verse 9, is mentioned there in verse 1. He is the one that casts Satan out of heaven, as described in Revelation chapter 12, where the Bible says, "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven." And so Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, or Satan and his angels. Satan lost and was cast out of heaven. And when he was cast out of heaven, he was resolved to destroy the nation of Israel. Again, going back to Revelation, "And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child." Not just talking about Mary, but talking about the nation of Israel. Now, again, John, in the book of Revelation, talks about how Satan came after Israel and how God helped. In Revelation chapter 12, "Unto the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent." Again, Susan talking about that 1,365 days, or whatever we figured it out, the 3.5 years. "And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth." So again, Michael cast Satan out of heaven. He vows to destroy and does his best to destroy the nation of Israel. "Thy people," that it's talked about there in verse 1, is the nation of Israel. And the time of trouble that's talked about there, that has never been since they became a nation, is talking about the great tribulation, as Jesus called it in Matthew chapter 24. Now, again, God's going to preserve his remnant. He always has, and he always will. And again, in the book of Revelation, some of that remnant is mentioned by number. "And I heard the number of them that were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the 12 of the children of Israel." All right, verse 2. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those in the Old Testament that belong to the remnant will be raised to everlasting life. Now, this is something I had never thought about before. But I'm studying three authors as I've studied in the book of Daniel, and this is one thing that all three of them agree, and I'll tell you, that hasn't been the case in everything we've studied. It's usually been two against one, and it hasn't been the same two against the same one in all cases. But all three of them think that Old Testament saints that trusted God are not going to be raised when Jesus comes back for the church. They don't think Old Testament saints are going to be raised until the end of the tribulation. At the rapture, when Jesus comes back for the church, only those that sleep in Jesus will God bring with him, and only those that are dead in Christ shall rise first. Now, we get in Christ by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Christ told his disciples, all of who were Jews, all of who were members of the nation of Israel, that they would be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 1, verse 5, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When Jesus spoke those words, the baptism of the Holy Spirit had not come yet, but the Old Testament had already run its course. So again, I want to study this some more, but Old Testament saints raised at the end of the Great Tribulation to enter the kingdom of God, church raised before the Great Tribulation to be with Christ. And then it says, some to shame and everlasting contempt, the lost of the Old Testament, who are raised for the great white throne judgment at the end of the millennium. Okay. Verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Again, this is talking about Israel in the last days. Okay? And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Talking about Jews that in the latter days will be witnesses for Christ and turn many to righteousness. Righteousness is Christ, so they'll turn many to Christ. But that's what we're to be about now. Whether we're not Jews, we're Gentiles, but that's what we're called to be about now. In Philippians 2:15, that you may be blameless, harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. And when your dad asked you, Kelly, if your house was clean, what he was asking is your life clean? It's a question that all of us need to answer. Because if we have dirty lights, we're not going to shine much for Jesus. We don't have light we have light in the Holy Spirit that dwells within us, but as Christians, we reflect the light of Christ. The cleaner our lives are, the more reflective of him we can be. And we're to be busy now as blameless, harmless, without rebuke, in the midst of this crooked and perverse nation. We need to shine as lights in the world, and point people toward righteousness, point them toward Jesus Christ. And so in the Jews in the latter days, the Christians that are alive now, need to keep themselves clean and so that they can shine, so that they can point men and women and boys and girls to Jesus Christ. Verse 4, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." So notice it says, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. It doesn't say till the end of time. It says until the time of the end. And the time of the end refers to the 70th week in Daniel's 70 weeks of prophecy. Okay. Now again, those 70 weeks are not continual. The 69 weeks have already happened. We're in that interval between the 69th week and the 70th week. And so God's telling Daniel, you're going to seal up the book. We're going to shut up the words and we're going to seal the book even till the time of the end. We're not there yet. Okay? And so some of this is still sealed. And so it's hard to know how much we don't know. It's hard to know how much we don't understand because it hasn't been unsealed yet. And the fact that there is differences in people's interpretation of prophecy, good men that do their best to, you know, try to discern what the Word of God says, there are differences. And so, again, it's not clear how much we don't know because God doesn't want us to know. Doesn't mean we shouldn't study. Doesn't mean we shouldn't try to understand. In Revelation, Jesus told John, and he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. And so we need to study. We need to read. We need to pray. We need to ask the Lord, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. But if there's one verse in the last part of Daniel that speaks to what is going on in the world today, I would say it's verse 4 of chapter 12. Many shall run to and fro, to and fro, a couple different meanings, to and fro through the study of prophecy. They'll go in and out. Search prophecy through and through. I think all honest, sincere believers since the time of the prophets have made an endeavor to try to understand what the prophets have said. In Proverbs, Solomon wrote, "It's the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out of matter." And so if that's what this verse is talking about, many shall run to and fro through prophecy trying to understand. We certainly see that in our day today. And then the second thing, and knowledge shall be increased. Again, could be knowledge of prophecy that comes with careful study, prayerful request to God to help us understand. And so God says, Daniel, shut up the word, seal up the book, even to the time of the end. Again, I think we're close, but we're not there yet. And so there are probably some things that God doesn't want us to know yet. If he wanted us to know, he would tell us. Again, doesn't mean that we shouldn't try. Doesn't mean that we shouldn't study. All right, let's look at verses. Let's see if we can make it 5-7. "Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man, clothed in linen." Now, we meant the man clothed in linen at the beginning of chapter 10 and said the man clothed in linen was Christ. "And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, the Tigris River, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders?" And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and sware by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half, when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And so we have two angels standing on different banks of the river. Taught one asks Christ, who's standing on the waters in the river, how long is it going to be until these events take place? And he answers, for a time, times, and a half. Again, 3.5 years, the last half of Daniel's 70th week. Notice that last phrase, to scatter the power of the holy people. Most think that that means that the rebellion that has marked Israel down through the ages is going to be broken. That rebellion is going to be broken at the end of the great tribulation. Verse 8, and I heard, but I understood not. Then I said, oh my God, what shall be the end of these things? Daniel said, Daniel witnessed the scene, but he didn't understand what the meaning of what was being said. In verse 9, and he said, the man clothed in linen, Christ, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Not the end of time, but the time of the end. The 70th week in Daniel's 70 weeks of prophecy. All right, we'll stop there and finish up chapter 12 and the book of Daniel next week. Thank you for being here tonight. The men are going to pray back in the library tonight. The ladies are going to, I assume, are going to pray in this room again. Again, if you need more chairs, let us know, and we'll get you in there. And ladies, if you need a bigger room, you're more than welcome to use my office or Adam's office if you won't fit back there. So take note of that. Let's stand together, have a word of prayer, be dismissed.